إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we begin by praising Allah تبارك وتعالى. The praises, exaltations that only He is worthy of, we begin by sending His salawat and salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Then the topic, ya ayyuhal akhawat, my dear sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering from me and from you. The topic of today's short reminder, bi-ibnillahi ta'ala, is the shahada. It is the testimony of faith. And that is indeed the statement, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And indeed it is the foundation of the religion. And in it we find the keys to success in this dunya and the keys to success in the hereafter. So to give it importance is to give importance to the foundation of our religion, and to understand its meaning, and to understand its conditions, and to understand the pillars upon which it stands, and to understand the requirements of this shahada is an obligation upon every Muslim, be they young or be they old, be they man or be they woman, be they rich or be they poor, be they black or be they white. The understanding of this shahada is an obligation upon each and every Muslim. So indeed, it is befitting that the men from amongst us and the women from amongst us give importance to properly understanding its meaning, so that they can implement their lives or live their lives upon its meaning and upon its conditions and upon its requirements. And what is indeed of even more importance is that our dear sisters in Islam, the mothers of this ummah, that indeed the wives of this ummah, that indeed that they should give importance to learning these affairs, for they are the first teachers of our children. So upon their hands do our children gain an understanding of their religion. And how can one that does not have something give it to their child? Indeed, this shahadatain, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله, it is the foundation of our religion. It is reported in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه, that when Jibreel عليه السلام approached the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم while he عليه الصلاة والسلام was with a gathering of his companions, and amongst those companions were was Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Jibreel asked the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam to inform him about the religion of Islam. A heavy question. To inform him about the religion of Islam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was known for concise but monumental speech, concise meaning short in length, and monumental meaning deep in its meaning. He said, الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. He said that Islam is that you bear witness that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and that you establish the salah, and that you give the zakah, the charity, the obligatory charity, and that you fast the month of Ramadan, and that you make pilgrimage to the house, meaning the Kaaba, if you have the means of doing so. So these are the five pillars of Islam that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned when asked about the meaning of Islam. Also the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah the son of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان. Islam is built upon five: the testification that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, the establishment of the salah, of the prayers, the giving of the zakah, the obligatory charity, the hajj, the pilgrimage, and the saum of the month of Ramadan, the fasting of the month of Ramadan. So these are those five pillars of Islam upon which the religion is built. And the meaning of this is not that there is nothing else in Islam except these five, but indeed these are the five pillars of Islam, from the most important of the affairs of Islam. And indeed, in each one of these ahadith, in which each one of these statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first affair which is mentioned is the shahadatain, an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. As for the meaning of these words, then the true meaning of these words, the true meaning of these words is that I bear witness, nothing is worthy of worship except Allah. أنه لا يستحق العبادة غير الله سبحانه وتعالى. That nothing is deserving of worship. Nothing is deserving to be worshipped besides Allah تبارك وتعالى. Every ayah which deals with the monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to worship Allah alone, that indeed it is in clarification of this first part of the Shahada. And every ayah in the Quran which deals with the obligation of following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that clarifies the meaning of the second part of the Shahada. As for the first part, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you from a single, who created you and those that came before you, so you may be from the people that have piety or that have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the statement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa ilahukum ilahum wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanur rahim. That indeed, and your God, your deity that is deserving of worship, is one. There is none worthy of worship except Him. He is ar-Rahman, He is the merciful, the bestower of mercy. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book, فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And worship, supplicate to Allah maintaining the religion sincerely for him, even if the disbelievers dislike it. And indeed, the ayat regarding this affair are many in the Book of Allah. Rather, it is said by Shaykh al-Islam, one of the great scholars of Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the topic of the Qur'an in its entirety is the monotheism of Allah, the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this indeed is a topic for another day. As for the second part, that indeed Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, then there are many verses in the Qur'an that also clarify this meaning from them. Is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Praise and exalted be He, the one who revealed Al-Furqan. Al-Furqan, the meaning of it is that which divides between the truth and falsehood. Upon his servant, upon his slave, so that he may be for the creation a clear warner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. All praises are for Allah, the one who revealed upon his slave the book and did not place any crookedness in that book. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna arsalnaka bilhaqqi bashiran wa nadhira. That indeed we sent you with the truth as a giver of glad tidings and a clear warner. So these verses of the Quran, they clarify the meaning of the shahada. In that, that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And indeed, in the first statement of the Shahada, in the first half of the Shahada, is an affirmation that nothing, not men, not angels, not messengers, not rocks, not trees, not the sun, not the moon, not the heavens, not the stars, nothing is worthy of worship except Allah. This is the true meaning of the first part of the Shahada. And it obligates upon us the worship of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every act of worship is done sincerely to seek out the pleasure of Allah. And as for the second part of the Shahada, that indeed Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, in that the first part, our worship is not established, is not committed except upon the sunnah of Muhammad, the ways that were taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We enter, insha'Allah, towards the end of this short reminder, in two of the mistakes that we find that some of those that have deviated from the true teachings of Islam, as they were revealed upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they define the statement of la ilaha illallah li'annahu la rabba siwallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say that indeed the meaning of the shahadatain is that there is no Lord other than Allah, or that there is no, and included in this incorrect definition is that indeed there is no creator other than Allah. There is no provider other than Allah. There is none that gives life and none that takes life other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is none that disposes of the affairs of the creation other than Allah. But indeed, this is an incorrect meaning. Not incorrect in the statement, but an incorrect meaning to the shahada an la ilaha illallah. Because it only establishes a meaning which is already accepted by the vast majority of the creation. Rather, more specifically, it was accepted by the kuffar, of Al Quraysh, by the disbelievers in the time of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the coming of the Messenger of Allah, the disbelievers of Al Quraysh, those that fought the Messenger of Allah, believed that yes, there is no creator, there is no provider, there is no Rabb illallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is proven in the statement of Allah, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمْ مَنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say to them, meaning of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to those that disbelieve in you, who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? Who has sovereignty over hearing and sight? Who brings life from death and death from life? Who disposes of the affairs, meaning of the entire creation? And their answer to you will be that it is Allah. So say to them, do you not then fear Him? Do you not then fear Him that now, while you admit that there is no Lord other than Allah, that there is no creator other than Allah, then even then, you worship beside Him rocks and trees and righteous men? This proves, my dear sisters in Islam, that the meaning of La ilaha illallah is not that there is no creator, there is no provider other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if that was the meaning, then when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them and said to them, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, they would have accepted it. But this was not the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, when it is said to them to say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, their reaction is what? يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ آلِهَتِنَا اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُ آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. And they say, no, should we leave all of our gods because of a crazy poet? So this proves that this is not the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. The second mistake that we find they make, or some of the people make, is that they define the meaning of La ilaha illallah as La hakima illallah, that there is none who rules other than Allah, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose hukum, whose ruling should be implemented. And where this is a statement of truth, they take a portion of the meaning of the Shahada and they make that the entire meaning of the Shahada. And this is incorrect. It is as though you take a portion of an item and you say that this in itself is this item. So for example, that one should take a chair and take a look at the leg of the chair and say, this leg is the chair. And undoubtedly, this is incorrect. Yes, it is only deserving that mankind should follow the revelation of their creator. But this is included in the meaning when we say that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, because that worship is not accepted except that it is in agreement with the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and in the Sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. This, my dear sisters in Islam, is a short reminder in the meaning of this testification and some of what opposes the truth from what the people of deviation have brought regarding its meaning. We suffice with this amount for today. And indeed, if there are any questions, as we mentioned, then those questions should be saved, inshaAllah ta'ala, for next week. نَكْتَفِي بِهَذَا الْقَدَرِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. هَذَا وَسَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.